T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Sources are telling 1010 Winds that the man wanted in the random subway killing is in custody. They got him. As you had been hearing here on 1010 Winds, efforts have been underway to bring in the prime suspect, identified as Andrew Abdullah, in that shooting over the weekend, which left a subway rider dead. Sources told our 1010 Winds, Juliet Popper, earlier that a pastor had been working with police to help bring him in or to negotiate some type of a surrender in that unprovoked shooting. Daniel Enriquez was shot once by a man, witnesses say, dressed in a hoodie, who paced the rear train several times before ripping out a gun and firing. He then jumped off the train at Canal Street. Well, in the wake of that shooting and others, they're bringing back TPF now. That is NYPD's Train Patrol Force. If it rings a bell, it's the police unit dating back to the 1990s, which focused on patrolling stations and trains in the late evenings and overnight hours when crime is at its worst. NYPD Transit Chief Jason Wilcox.
Focused enforcement is an integral part of our effort to fight crime in the subway system. This year, we are up in multiple arrest categories, up 67% in overall arrests so far, increases of 44% in felony arrests, and up 72% in misdemeanor arrests. We were up in robbery arrests, up in assault felony arrests, up in misdemeanor assault arrests.
Mayor Eric Adams was an NYPD transit cop when the TPF was first around. The unit will perform dedicated and targeted patrols. But again, the update to this story, we are hearing now that the suspect, Andrew Abdullah, is now in police custody. It had been brokered earlier today, we reported, by a pastor who was negotiating with police to bring him in or to have him to surrender. The details of how he was brought in or if he surrendered or if they went to get him, we are still working on details of that. 1010 Winds has reporters working the investigation. Also today, the sister of the subway victim, Daniel Enriquez, called into 1010 Winds to say she's working with police now to help keep this from happening to any other family. A heartbroken Griselda Vile spoke with Bridget Quinn on Newsline.
And I feel like he went into the subway with the intent to kill a person. Unfortunately, it was my brother. And for me, I spoke to Mayor Adams yesterday. I was talking to my husband. We need to seek justice for my brother.
In other news on this Tuesday, Governor Hochul, Mayor Adams announcing the launch of a new unit that will be laser focused on the next steps to move the city forward from COVID shutdowns. Here's Eileen LaPalmer.
The Blue Ribbon panel is called the New New York and will have about 30 members. Dan Doctoroff, who led the city's economic recovery as deputy mayor after 9/11, is a co-chair. He tells me,
well, we're obviously going to focus on commercial districts in the city and potentially beyond.
And Doctoroff says they'll focus on reimagining how and where people work. But when I asked if that could mean a permanent hybrid model for workers, Doctoroff said it's too early to say.
We know that issues like this are dynamic, and we have to take that into account.
The panel hopes to have its recommendations by the end of the year. Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds News.
City of New York in court today presenting its plan to a federal judge on how to make things better out at Rikers or else. Earlier this year, Mayor Adams said he can help turn the troubled jail around if he's given a little bit of time. He had just taken office and says he wanted his chance to turn things around. Deaths, violence, staff shortages, you name it, have plagued that jail for years now. Well, now a judge is set to decide if the Fed will take over Rikers. The court-appointed monitor says discussions need to happen, though, including a plan to give the city the much-needed legal authority it needs to make any changes that are necessary. Without a doubt, City Department of Corrections Commissioner Luis Molina has quite a task on his hands that is trying to convince the judge to hear him out. But given the troubles at the jail, somebody said good luck with that. It could be an uphill push. Mayor Adams says the latest NOAA outlook, predicting as many as 6 major storms during the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season, is the latest reminder for New Yorkers and the city to do what they have to do to be ready. especially with the continued threat of flooding like we saw after Hurricane Ida last fall.
Who would have imagined that level of water? And so we have to be able to communicate fast and shift because these storms are coming rapidly and they're coming in different ways.
Yep, the NOAA Outlook says there's a 70% chance of between 14 and 21 named storms in the Atlantic this year, with as many as 10 of them reaching hurricane status. And like we said, as many as 6 of those could turn out to be major hurricanes. A Brooklyn man has been indicted on murder and sex trafficking charges now. Samori Moses, who's also known as Bear, Sugar Bear, and Daddy, accused of using violence and threats of violence to force young women and underage girls into prostitution for his benefit, and of chopping up his ex-girlfriend and storing her remains in his freezer. His indictment believed to be the first use of the federal statute criminalizing murder in the course of sex trafficking. 8 years after New York City failed in its attempt to lure the Democratic National Convention here, Mayor Eric Adams giving it another shot. Glenn Schucknow with the big pitch to get the DNC to vote NYC.
In 2016, you'll recall, New York City lost out to Philadelphia to host the Democrats. Political consultant Hank Shinecoff says this time around, it's Eric Adams who's the key.
Adams is the mayor. The Democrats need him. He's the right guy at the right time. He's an African-American. He's a retired cop. And he's in the middle of the political spectrum. And Democrats could sure use all those three things right now.
It was 2004. Republicans were at the Garden with massive protests in the streets. 1992, the last time the Democrats had a convention here at the Garden, they nominated Bill Clinton. Glenn Schuck, 1010. Wins News.
The submission deadline is this Friday. The winner is expected to be announced later this year. New York City launching a new mental health initiative now aimed at bridging the gaps in the current mental health care system. City Health Commissioner Dr. Ashwin Vasan saying the program called Continuous Engagement Between Community and Clinic Treatment, or CONNECT, will be launched at 9 clinic sites in the Bronx, Manhattan, and Brooklyn.
When surrounded by the right supports, resources, and connections and hope, people can live and even thrive with serious mental illness in the community and not be relegated to institutions like the asylums of our past or the jails, prisons, and hospitals of our present.
Dr. V says once up and running at full scale, CONNECT will serve up to 900 new clients. Governor Kathy Hochul just signed a bill that will allow adult survivors of sexual crimes here in New York to sue their attackers or institutions that harbored them. And here's the biggest part, regardless of when the offense took place. Yeah. The law will temporarily lift the statute of limitations for civil lawsuits related to sex offenses perpetrated on anybody who was at least 18. State Assembly approved the so-called Adult Survivors Act by a 140-3 vote yesterday. That's 1 month after the state Senate approved it unanimously, and now the governor has branded it. It'll open a one-year window for people to sue. It follows a similar Child Victims Act enacted in 2019. The one-year look-back period starts 6 months from today, now that the bill has been signed. A big gang bust today up in the Bronx. Nearly 36 alleged members of the RPT organization are charged in connection with a number of incidents with assault, weapons possession, conspiracy to commit murder. Authorities say the suspects were involved with, among other incidents, several shootings in and around the River Park Towers complex in the High Bridge section of the Bronx. Well, what was once the largest garbage dump in New York City will soon become its second largest public park. City officials announced today that step one is done now over at the Fresh Kills landfill on Staten Island. It's officially been closed. With that, work will be starting on step two, converting the area to 2,200 acres of clean, new green space. Yay! With its famous aroma, New Yorkers have joked about Fresh Kills over the years, but the truth is, it'll go down in history as the place where workers sorted and sifted through the rubble from Ground Zero after 9/11.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.